Well, hello, and welcome to Muni for Your Money, the Reverse Mortgage Show. I'm Kathy Muni with Silverleaf Mortgage, and I'm so glad you've joined us today. I have in the studio with me Matt Witt, the President and Operations Manager at Silverleaf. Matt, thanks for being here.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. And we get to tell some great stories about people that we've been able to help with reverse mortgages. To just cover a couple of the basics, a reverse mortgage has been created for senior homeowners. One of the folks on the title of the home has to be 62 years of age and older. And it has to be a primary residence. It can be a single family home, a duplex, up to four units as long as you're living in one of those units. Could be a hobby farm, up to 25 acres, a town home, a condominium, and it could be either FHA approved for the government variety of reverse mortgage, or it can be in a complex that is not FHA approved. So if that's you, give me a call, because a lot of people have been disappointed to discover that their apartment, their condominium complex is not FHA approved, and that has in the past prohibited them from doing a reverse mortgage. But now Silverleaf Mortgage is able to accommodate those folks. We can do modular homes and manufactured homes as well. You have to own the land under that manufactured home, by the way. I had a client call, and he didn't, and he was disappointed. He said, "Why didn't you say that on the radio?" So I'm saying it now.
Kathy, you can also... Your house can be worth millions, $3 million, $5 million, $7 million, $10 million. It doesn't have to be a home that's just worth $300,000. You know, there are people that live here in Denver and up in the mountains, and their home is $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000, and they still have a loan. And that loan may be a $10,000 payment, a $30,000 payment. You can do a reverse mortgage, pay off their mortgage, and eliminate that $20,000 or $30,000 monthly mortgage payment and stay in your home. You know, we get feedback from everybody who hears that we do reverse mortgages, and we work with realtors. We're in the lending business, so we run across realtors and we partner with realtors. And one of our realtors said, was talking about the program and said, the moment he turns 62, he's going to do a reverse mortgage and never make a mortgage payment again. And he is so thrilled when that day comes. He's looking forward to it. He knows that he's going to stay in his house. He's down in Castle Rock, and that's a highly appreciating area. And he has his house picked out, and he's going to stay there. And now he's got a plan where he doesn't have to make a payment for the next 20 years. He can use a reverse mortgage, pay off that mortgage, and not have a payment.
Yeah, it's a great thing. And I'm glad you brought up about the high-value homes. I've helped people in Estes Park, in up near the National Park. What is that? Is that Estes? I'm getting confused. Oh, yeah, it's near Rocky Mountain National Park. And, high-value homes, but folks that really want to be able to either tap into equity, a great deal of it for personal reasons, whatever they want to do. The money's not taxable by the government. One family got over $400,000 out to be able to do what they had in mind. Another family just wanted to stop that mortgage payment, as you said. Homes that are over $1 million, beautiful, beautiful homes. But it's a program that is so helpful to so many. And some of those really large jumbo loans, the costs are so small. It's an amazing thing. It's worth looking into. I always tell people, you should know your options. You know, why not give a call? Call me, Kathy Muni, at 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. And let's just explore the options. I'd love to hear your story. There's no pressure, no obligation. Just want to get you the information.
That's right. So, Kathy, we are Silverleaf Mortgage. We are a Colorado corporation. We're located just here locally, right over at the streets of South Glen Mall at University of Arapahoe. You can stop in anytime. We have a very open air environment. You can stop in anytime to say hi to myself, Matt, or Kathy. We'd love to meet with you. You know, talking about million-dollar homes. We had a client call last week, and she doesn't need the money. Her house is paid off. It's worth over $1 million. But she's old enough now. She wants to pull out a sizable chunk of money to start giving it to her kids and grandkids while she's alive, so she can spend that time with them and enjoy and see their enjoyment using some of the money together. And I thought that was just a fantastic idea of why to do it. It's one of the best reasons that I've heard in a long time. So thank you for calling in. And then we had a client, and she lived over off of Colfax. She inherited her father's home. She lived there all of her life, and she was well into retirement. She lived on almost nothing, very little Social Security. The house had been paid off for a long time, but the house needed lots of repairs. Yes. In fact, she hadn't been downstairs. It was it's a single level house, but she hadn't been into the basement in a number of years. She couldn't get down there. And we found out there was a major plumbing leak. She needed some electrical help. Well, we ended up giving her a whole makeover. The appraised value came in great, and she got a ton of money at closing. Now, she had been used to living on nothing and going to the food bank regularly. The first thing she did was start to give some of that money back to the community, back to her food bank. And that was one of the most heartwarming stories, is the people that helped her when she really needed it. Now that she had access to this money and her equity, she knew it was time to give back to these local groups. And I thought that was fantastic. So, Susan, thank you very much. You've been an inspiration to our company.
That's right. And it blessed Susan so much. You know, it was also so uplifting to her to be able to do that after so many years of having a heart to give, but being unable to give. So it was a wonderful, wonderful story all the way around. You know, Silver Leaf Mortgage is A+ rated by the Better Business Bureau. We're the top reverse mortgage broker in the state of Colorado by volume. We do more reverse mortgages than any other company. And that's why I encourage you to call me, because, you know, I've talked to folks that have gone to their local credit union or their local bank or somebody else who does a handful of these a year, or maybe not even, right? Some of the credit unions and banks don't even do them regularly, and it's different, and you really need someone with experience. And we're also ranked at about 62 in the nation now for being a reverse mortgage broker in our volume. So we know what we're doing. I love that commercial that says we know a thing or two because we've done a thing or two. I love that. I forget who, maybe that's State Farm. I don't know, but I think it's a great thing. And so we've seen a thing or two, and we know how to handle the problems. I always say to people, if you've been turned down by another lender, give us a call at Silver Leaf Mortgage. My number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. I'd love to talk with you. No pressure, no obligation. Just like to get the correct information into your hands so you and your family can make a good decision.
That's right. So if definitely, like Kathy said, if you have been turned down for a reverse mortgage, pick up the phone immediately and call us. You'll get right to Kathy directly. There's a great chance that you got wrong advice, and we can help you. If you've talked to a local lender or a national lender and they're not sending somebody out to your house to see you and see your house, pick up the phone and call Kathy at Silverleaf. We come out and make house calls. It's very important to evaluate your house first. You're going to get an appraisal. We're going to invite an appraiser to come out and give a value of your home. So you want to put your best foot forward. So your house may need a few things before the appraiser comes out. That's the difference of what Silverleaf does that other lenders don't do. We'll make sure that your house is ready whether we have to do some painting, some carpet cleaning, some decluttering, whatever it is, whatever you'd like us to do, we can help you do that before the appraiser comes out so you can get the highest value for your appraisal. I want to tell a story real quick. We met with a client about a year ago, and she became a good friend of ours, and she had been in this home all of her life. And we noticed right away that her siding had hail damage, her roof had hail damage, and then as we went inside, the carpets were heavily soiled with some pet use over 20, 30, 40 years. So we knew that we had to help her on the exterior, and so the first thing we did was check to see if she had an insurance policy, and come to find out she had been paying her carrier for 20-some years. What ended up happening is they came out and gave her all brand new siding and a brand new roof. It was unbelievable. And some new windows because some of the sashes were damaged. We replaced her carpet. And as we pulled up carpet, we found out that years and years ago, when somebody was under her crawl space putting in a heating system, they just cut out her floor joists. They just, wherever they needed to run venting, they just cut out the wood that supported her floors. So she needed help in supporting her floors. So we gave her that. Her home in the end was so beautiful. New paint, siding, roof, carpeting. And when the appraiser came, she got a very high value and she got a lot of money. But it was a transformation in life for her. She went to church every day. She had a lot of friends at church, and she had devoted her life to church. And she was very self-conscious and didn't invite them over to her house. After all these repairs were done, she called us later and told us of the joy she had by inviting her friends from church over to her house, and they couldn't believe how beautiful it was. So if you have had deferred maintenance over the years, we know that that happens, then call us. We're the specialists in that with a reverse mortgage. We'll help you do that work. You can pay for it after closing, but we want to do it before an appraiser comes out so you can get the highest value.
That's right. That's exactly right. I talked to a couple this week who have a HELOC on their home. So it's kind of a, you know, a second mortgage sort of situation, but it's an interest only deal and the payments are low, but they know it's going to ratchet up at a certain point. That doesn't continue forever. The payments is going to ratchet up greatly where it will be just a very big problem for them to make that payment. So the solution for them is to do a reverse mortgage, pay off that HELOC, and not have any payments. And so they can then squirrel away some money if they want to. They can, you know, just have a little more flexibility and not have this sense of stress that, oh my goodness, here and shortly, this payment is going to really, really increase. And there are folks that we've helped that have even an adjustable rate mortgage, a forward mortgage, a regular mortgage that's adjustable rate. And, you know, here lately, it's probably been adjusting up. I talked to one gentleman where he said, yeah, I went for a number of years and it never really increased. It was kind of the same. But this year, last year, 2018 into 2019, it is adjusting upwards. And so he's thinking, you know, maybe I need to stop this before it just goes out of control, because he's on a fixed income and that increase in mortgage payment is significant for him.
Well, especially our listeners who have a loan modification.
Yes.
If you have heard the term loan modification, that's something that happened after 2000. It could have happened in 03, 04, 05, up to 07 or 08. Loan modifications are bad. They're very bad. They will give you a lower payment because you were struggling to make a larger payment. And then at some point in time, it will adjust and it can double your payment. And then it can triple your payment again later on. So if you're in a loan modification, that's an absolute trap that will put you in trouble in the future. So call us. We'll get you out of a loan modification. I want to talk to you about the choice to do a reverse mortgage is a very personal choice. And here's why I say that. You can ask your friend, you can ask your daughter, you can ask a friend of a friend, and everybody always has an opinion about everything, right? Your financial situation is only unique to you. You may ask a friend who has two or three or four sources of retirement income, and they don't need to borrow money. They're not short each month. They're not struggling each month. And that circumstance is different from yours, but they may say, oh, I don't like a reverse mortgage. You shouldn't do it. And so you can ask people and get their opinion based on their circumstance, which is different than yours. If you are struggling and you own your home, you have some equity in your home, and you don't have any other ways to get help, you don't have children that can help you, and you're on a fixed income, it's tough to go out and find a smaller place to sell yours and move into a smaller place. Rent and other apartments are sky high these days. And most people tell us they want to live in their home forever. And a reverse mortgage can help you. So if you're struggling and your goal is to stay in your home forever, then call Kathy, get the right information, see if it's right for you, because it's a very personal decision. And then you have the tools after you talk to Kathy to make the choice of if you want to do it or if it's right for you.
That's right, Matt. Please give me a call at 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. My name's Kathy Muni. And, you know, a lot of times folks just don't have correct information. Years ago, reverse mortgages had some problems, and people just, that's kind of stuck in their head for the next 20 years. And they're still saying, oh, no, that's bad, or you know, whatever. And a lot of what they're saying is just not true anymore. The government has addressed the issues. It's a safe product. The bank never owns your home. This is a myth that's out there that somehow you sign everything away and the kids won't get anything. It's all made up. It's not true, but it's what many people believe. And so I've always so glad when people call and say, well, I would like to know the right information, and then they can really make a good decision.
They sure can. Kathy, I'll tell you a quick story. So I know two different groups of people, and this one family, they're retired, and there's a military income, there's three teachers' pension incomes, and there's two Social Security incomes between the couple. Mm-hmm. And they hate reverse mortgages. Mm-hmm. Now, they probably have a monthly income of their five different sources of maybe $7,000 or $8,000 a month. And then I have this friend, and she lives on Social Security, and she owns her home. She's been there for 30 or 40 years and wants to stay there forever. And her Social Security is $1,100 a month. And that's just enough to pay her prescription medication, her transportation, and she's down to zero at the end of every month. Heaven forbid, her heater goes out, her car goes out, or something happens, she doesn't have a nest egg. But she has a $400,000 house that has some equity, and she has nobody to turn to for help. So a reverse mortgage could be, and most likely is, a very good option for this one friend. But it might not be, it'll be a terrible option, not a good option for the other one. So call, get the information, and make the decision for yourself, because just getting an opinion from a friend out there who may have a different financial circumstance doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. But, you know, I have folks who have down in the Springs who have done a reverse mortgage. They owned their home free and clear, but they have done the reverse mortgage because one of the spouses has Parkinson's disease. And so they know that as time goes on, they're going to have some pretty heavy medical expenses down the road. And so in preparation for that, they wanted to get a line of credit through the reverse mortgage that's going to grow at about 5% a year, guaranteed growth. Because they're young in their 60s, they're thinking, you know, maybe in their 70s or their 80s, they're going to have need of this money. And it will be a huge amount of money by that time at that growth rate, compounding annually. So they have, you know, a good reason to do a reverse mortgage, even though their income is great, but they're planning ahead. They're thinking ahead to what might eventuate. And of course, they don't ever have to pull the money out of the line of credit. But if they need it, it's available. And I can't tell you how many people we have helped with a reverse mortgage. And shortly thereafter, they've called us. I'm thinking of a lady out in Wellington, I think it's called. And she had completed the reverse mortgage. And then within a year, her boiler went out. It cost $8,500 to replace that. She called and said, "What? I had no money. What would I have done? I couldn't have repaired the boiler." But because she did the reverse mortgage, she was able to take care of it. No stress. Everything's good. I've had people who, you know, had unusual things like the lines from the house to the street, the sewer lines collapsed, and they had to replace it. It was like $14,000. Whoever thinks that that's going to happen? I never even have heard of it. But because they had done the reverse mortgage, the money was there to take care of it. So it's a great tool. It's a great strategy, and it's worth looking into. So give me a call. My name's Kathy Muni. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. I'd love to hear your story. No pressure, no obligation. Let's just get you the right information so you can make a good choice.
Kathy, you and I both, we meet all of our clients. We become best friends with all of our clients. We know them all very well. We had a client who called in. She was 91, and she wanted to do a reverse mortgage. And I'm thinking, ethically, maybe I need to go out and meet with her to see if it's the right program at 91. So we all went out and met with her, and she was the most darling woman. She had a home that she had lived in Wash Park, facing the park. She had outlived three husbands in her home. Her house was worth about $1 million. It hadn't been remodeled ever. So it was, you know, be a future remodel. And she was very sharp, had all of her wits about her. And she said, "I am never leaving my home. I want to stay in my home forever. I want to take out $300,000 in a line of credit so I can start to use in-home health care. I'm to that point where I need it." And so we thought that was a fantastic reason. So at 91, she does a reverse. She gets $300,000. And you know that within a couple weeks of her getting that around the holidays, she had a fall. Yeah. And the ambulance came and took her, and they took her to a place where she was going to do some recovery. And she was so strong-willed, she said, "Take me back to my house." They put up a medical hospital bed in the front room in the bay window looking out to the park, and she got a full-time nurse around the clock. And she knew exactly what she wanted in life, and she used that money to stay in her home forever. And I commend her. I only hope that, you know, I am so lucky as she is. But she had a beautiful end of life in her own home, and she used her assets. And so I thought that was a fantastic reason to do it. And she loved to be able to stay there and not have to go into a facility.
That's right, Matt. It just really allowed her to do what was in her heart to do. She would have just, I think, been so unhappy if she had had to live in a nursing home or something. And she wasn't about to have that. So she took some steps to be able to fund the ability to stay in her home. And that was just a great story. I remember her well. We have people, by the way, we haven't mentioned, who did reverse mortgages years ago. And now their home value has increased. So we get calls every week from people who are looking to see if they can refinance their reverse mortgage and either tap into some more money because they have a need for that money, or to just start a line of credit that perhaps they never had or they've used it up. And so they want to be able to put that in place. So redoing a reverse mortgage is something that we do all the time. We have to be able to benefit the folks greatly. It's like you can't just do it with a little bit of benefit. You know, it has to be significant benefit to them. But we do it all the time. And it's so great to be able to help the folks open maybe a line of credit, as I say, that perhaps they've used up or they didn't have at all, and be able to know that they have the safety net going forward. We've also helped many people to put a spouse on a reverse mortgage when the spouse wasn't on there to begin with. Maybe they were too young. Maybe they weren't even married. I've got several folks that have married late in life. And now they would like to have the other spouse on there. So give me a call if this is your situation. Call me at 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. And let's have a talk.
So, Kathy, there's one more product that we don't talk about a lot. It's called a reverse for purchase.
That's right.
You might be downsizing. You can use a reverse to purchase your next home and not have a payment on that balance that's left over. So a reverse for purchase might be something that you could consider.
It is. It's great to get that information, and I will talk with you about it, send you something in the mail as well. Thank you for listening. I'm so glad you tuned in this week. Have a wonderful week, and God bless.